This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories through video conferencing to review the preparations for the Civil Defence Mock Drill scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting was attended by the Directors General of Civil Defence and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Yesterday, the centre had asked the states to conduct mock drills to evaluate civil defence preparedness in the country. It was decided to organise the civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Talking to reporters, DGP Uttar Pradesh Prashant Kumar said 19 districts of the state have been identified by the centre for the mock drill. NCC cadets across the country are fully geared up to take part in this exercise across the country. Talking to Akashvani News, NCC Director General, Lieutenant General Gurbir Pal Singh said the cadets will be taking parts in firefighting, rescue activities, emergency situations and other activities.
On 7th May, there is a civil defense mock drills exercise and rehearsals which would be conducted pan-India, and NCC cadets throughout in the affected area will also participate. We are in touch with the state departments where there is a requirement of NCC cadets for firefighting, for rescue activities, for assisting in camouflage and other activities. Specific requirement is being indicated, and wherever there has been a requirement in the past, the cadets have always come in service to the nation.
In a series of high-level meetings following the Pahalgam terror attack, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh had called on the Prime Minister. Earlier, Air Force Chief, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh also held a meeting with Mr. Modi. Separate meetings were held with Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. United States House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has said that U.S. will make every effort to support India in its fight against terrorism. In his remarks at the congressional briefing yesterday, he called India a very important partner for the U.S. He also spoke about the trade deal between India and the U.S. and expressed hope that the trade negotiations will work out well between the two nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and congratulated him on his historic second term. During their conversation, the Prime Ministers reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there is a strong global demand for talent and India is well positioned to meet it. While speaking at the launch of Global Access to Talent from India, Gati, in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said there must be more focus on opportunities abroad due to the emergence of a global workforce and workforce. Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today addressed the opening ceremony of the United Nations Day of Vesak in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Mr. Rijiju conveyed greetings and messages of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He noted that the timeless teachings of Lord Buddha offer profound insights and solutions to many of the present global challenges. Mr. Rijiju mentioned that India's initiative Mission Life, that is, Lifestyle for Environment, which promotes awareness about the impact of individual choices on our shared planet, is deeply rooted in Buddhist philosophy. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that the naval forces and naval guards will play a vital role in ensuring the success of the Gaganyaan mission. Addressing media in New Delhi, he said 2026 will be a landmark year, with India exploring both space and the deep sea. The Mizoram Board of School Education today announced the Class 12 board examination results, with the overall pass percentage increasing by 3% compared to last year. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Titans at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.